to share some thoughts this evening from Ezekiel in chapter 37.
Vi skal luta í kvöld nokkra tankar frá Ezekiel 37.
I'd like us to read the first 10 verses.
Og við skulu lesa tey fyrstu 20 versarnir saman. Ezekiel 37 vers 1 til 20. Hond Herrans kom yfir meg og Herren fór í andan út við mér og setti meg niður í dalen. Han var fullur av beinum. Han leidde meg rundan om teg, og jeg sa at det lå her i stora nøgt om allan delen, til jeg var helt opptorska. Så sier han vimme, menneskesåner, munne hese bein for at livet oppater, jeg sverre i herre, herre, to varste. Da sier han vimme, profetere om hese bein og si vi teg til turre bein høyre år herrens. Så sier herren, herren, vi hese bein, jeg lade anda koma ui tikkum, og til skulle vera livande. Jeg skal seta sinar, eller sinar, av tikkum, lade hold koma av tikkum, tre hu i tikkum, og djeva anda ui tikkum, og til skulle vera livande, og til skulle samme, jeg i herren, jeg profeterer her nu, en som jeg var avlagt, og her var gengur, men jeg profeterer her. Det får å breka, og beinen narska hos kvöra døren. Og jeg sa hvordan sinar og hold kom og at hei, og hvordan hod rost iver hei, utan iver hettar. Men ante var ønsken ui taimen. Da sier han vi med, profetera og tala til andan. Profetera menneskesoner og si vi andan. Så sier Herren, Herren, kom ur 18:4, ante, og blås av hese drippene, så tar livet oppåt. Jeg profeterer jeg, enn så han er givet meg bo om, og ante kom ut her, og tar våre livande, og restes av føtter, overhånds store herrer.
When people, many people think of the book of Ezekiel, this is the only story they can think of. When I was a child in Sunday school in England, we used to have a song about this chapter. And as you can imagine, we had a lot of actions with the bones coming together.
Og som du kan huske deg, så hadde nekt tegn som lyste hvordan beinene kom sammen.
And Ezekiel is one of those books of the Bible that a lot of Christians never read.
Ezekiel er en av de bøkene i Bibelen som nekt tryggvande omgang de leser.
Two other books are Leviticus and the Song of Solomon.
Og henne bøkene er tre Mosebok og Hasongren.
About 2.5 years ago, the Lord laid it on my heart to study from the book of Ezekiel.
For 2.5 years ago, the Lord laid it on my heart to study from the book of Ezekiel.
And we started a Thursday Bible class on Thursday evenings to study this book.
We began a huskvalds Bible study at Ferry Jokton, this book.
In 2.5 years, we are now on chapter 7.
Oh, after 2.5 years, we are now coming to Shenda chapter.
The book of Ezekiel is full of wonderful things.
Ezekiel's book is full of wonderful things.
I think it took us a year to get through the first chapter. Because that chapter speaks of the living creatures and the wheels that were full of eyes.
And
the last few verses of chapter 1 have a wonderful picture of who Jesus Christ is. And throughout the book of Ezekiel, he was shown many visions. Because God was about to pass judgment on the nation of Israel. Jeremiah was prophesied about the same time. And God even told Jeremiah to stop praying for the Israelites.
Og Gud sier sjálvt við Jeremías at hann skuldi gera seg bia fyrir Israels fólki.
He said they have rejected me.
Han säger att de har vänt mig tillbaka.
I have tried to encourage them to repent.
They have a hate all day om att vända vi.
But they continue to worship false gods.
Men de håller av vi att tillbya falska gudar.
So if you pray for them, I will not listen.
Så om du ber för dem så hör jag inte.
So Jeremiah and Ezekiel were prophesying in a time when judgment was about to fall.
Så Jeremias och Ezekiel profeterade i en tid när domen Guds för att komma.
And some of the visions that God gave Ezekiel are very in-depth visions.
Och några visioner som Ezekiel fick från Gud är riktigt djupa visioner.
And this particular one we read tonight is extremely interesting.
Och händan som vi låste samman i kväll om är omedelbart avhuvudet.
Most commentaries will tell you that this chapter speaks of the nation of Israel.
Flesta kommentarer lär oss att här kapitlet talar om Israels folk som är chov.
And that one day yet in the future Israel will be brought together like dead bones.
Att en dag ännu i framtiden för Israel som dej eller turbain är samlat samman efter.
And I'm not going to say that that is not correct.
Jag vill inte säga att det är inte är rätt.
But this evening I'd like to share a different viewpoint with you.
Men vi får inte komma till att här från några vinklar.
A viewpoint, by the way, which involves us today.
En vinkel som här bylas avs kan också lyda vid det.
Recently, when I was reading this chapter, verse 7 really stood out to me.
Så för sig antar jag läs den kapitlen så var det som jag kände vers lät ut efter mig.
Says, as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together.
Och medan jag profeterade var gängkurs. Det får att bräkas inte det beinen norskals kvör av öron.
The Hebrew word for shaking is actually rattling of bones.
Det hebraiska ordet för att ordet att bräka här har vi ordet att rista med, kan jag göra, att klidra är ett gott ord kanske som vi kan bruka.
And when I read that, I thought of another sound.
Så tar jag huxa om det här, eller tar jag läsa det här så kommer jag huxa om ett annat ljud.
Acts chapter 2.
Apostelsrådan, andra kapitel.
The first three verses.
De första tre verserna. Shall I read it?
Please.
Yeah. Apostelsrådan 2, 1-3. Ta i nu kvittelsen där vi kom. Varu þeir öll komu saman á einu stegi, þá kom knapplega ljó af himli, sum þeir ófur stormur brestur á, þeir fyllti allt húsi sum þeir sótu í, tungur eins og eldi vustu sér fyrir tæmum, og þeir skiltu sér sundur og settust bak først eitt þeirra.
The sound of a rushing mighty wind.
Storm eða ljó, av himlen som tar ofer stormer brester av.
This was the sound that God gave at the beginning of the church.
Hetta var larmer eller ljov som Gud gav på i samkomman först byrjan.
This was the day of Pentecost.
Hetta var kvittusom.
The day when the Holy Spirit was given.
Davren tar halle anden kom.
Jesus had said in Matthew 16, I will build my church.
Jesus hade långt sagt i Matteus 16, jag ska bygga samkomma mina.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Och portar helvetes kan inte vinna eller sikra över henne.
Jesus himself had taken the responsibility to build his church.
Jesus hade själv tagit arbetet att bygga sin samkomma.
And this sound in Acts 2 of the rushing mighty wind was the sound of the beginning of construction.
Og hesum vind hesum hetta ljóvi er sum vindinum var ljóvi av ein nutjari konstruktion kan man kalla ta.
And I would like to suggest that the reading we read in Ezekiel is a similar sound.
Og í fyrstu at hesum við lesum í Ezekiel er eitt ljóv sum er ta sama sum ta í apostlasumtrei.
It is the sound of the church of Jesus Christ being built.
Til ljóvi av hvussu samkomma Jesus er veri uppbyggt.
Paul says in Ephesians that we are dead in trespasses and sins.
Paulus sier i Efesierbrevet at vi er dei i syndene våre.
Just like these dead bones.
Akkurat som hesa deyju beinene.
And by the Spirit of God, these dead bones are being brought together.
Og vi anda Guds veri hesa her deyju beinene, eller turru beinene, dreyin saman.
And each one of us, when we come to Christ, are like a dead bone coming to life.
Og så lesa vi kvarin okkara, kvarin ein okkara, ta vi koma til Kristus, så som dei bein som gerast livande.
And I would like you to take a little trip with me tonight.
So if I bjóðu ykkum on a little fair been very felt.
I would like you to listen to some of the sounds of the church being built.
So in shall this høyrra nokkrar sum ljóðum. Kussu sankum hann verið byggt.
The first sounds I read of in the book of Acts is the preaching of Peter and Paul.
Ta fyrsta ljóðum ta er prædikan. Ta er Petur og Paulus prædikan.
Peter preached on the same day of Pentecost and 3,000 people came to know Christ.
Petur han talaði sama dag sum andin kom og 3,000 menneskur var frelst.
A short while later, 5,000 men came to know Christ.
Stuttu tíð seinna var 5,000 sum komu til trúgv á Jesus.
It doesn't mention the women and the children, so there were more than 5,000.
Kvinnur og börnin ikki nevnd, so ta var meira enn 5,000.
So here within a few days we hear the sound of souls being saved.
So here at Nokrafon Dovum, heyrðu við ljóði av hvussu menneskjar sáðu vera frelstar.
The bones were beginning to rattle.
Beinini byrjaðu at larma.
And Jesus was beginning to build his church.
Og Jesus byrjaði at byggja samkomu sína.
I'd like you to listen carefully.
Lustu vel eftir.
And listen to the sounds of Christians being torn apart in the Roman Colosseums.
Og lustu at høyrðu fyrir kom ljóði av þeim tryggvandi sum var skratt sundur í þeim romversku kolosseum.
I would like you to listen to the songs of praise as they were being torn apart by lions.
Og lustu eftir lovsongunum sum þeir var sundur skratt av leivum.
They were forced to kill each other.
Og þeir var nøtt að drepa hvern annan.
They had to fight to the death.
Og þeir måtte berjast lukka til deyjan.
I would like you to listen to men like Polycarp.
Lusti at mannen som Polycarp.
Justin Martyr.
Eller Justin Martyr.
A lot of these early Christian teachers and leaders.
Nekkur er sin fyrstu tryggvandi talarnum og leiarnum.
And listen to the sounds of their crucifixion.
Og lusti at hvussu þeir voru krossfestir.
Many of them were crucified.
Menjur þeir voru krossfestir.
History tells us that Peter was crucified.
Sjóvan sigur okkum at Petur var krossfestur.
But he didn't want to be crucified like his Lord.
Hann ynskti ikki vera krossfestur sum sinn herra.
So he asked to be crucified upside down.
So hann bað um að vera krossfestur við höttin og niður eftir.
Listen to those sounds.
Lusti at hesum ljóðum.
These are sounds of Christ building his church.
Hetta er ljóð sum koma frá at Kristus byggja samkomu sína.
I'd like you to move on in history.
So that I can fare away are you serving them.
And listen to a man called John Huss.
Lusti at a man som heter John Huss.
John Huss lived in the 14th century.
Han lived i 14th old.
He loved Christ.
Han elskade Kristus.
He preached Christ.
Han talade Kristus.
And many souls had been brought to Christ through his ministry.
Og nekkur sálir kom til Kristus gjennom tema som han sa.
But he was not preaching in accord with the Catholic Church.
Men han talade ikke at han hatt sum Luka í katolsku kirkjuna.
And he was thrown into prison.
Hann var blakaður í fangahús.
And was almost starved to death.
Hann var næstan hungraður í hel.
He was brought before the church council.
Hann var tekin fyrir kirkjuráðin.
And he was told to take back everything he had said about Jesus Christ.
Hann fekk boð um at venda ella venda öllum til bergi sum hann hevði sagt Jesus Kristus.
And he stood in front of those church leaders and told them he could not.
Han stóð fram fyrir hesa sankum leiðarnar, la kyrstu leiðarnar og segja at ta vildi hann ikki.
He told the church leaders that Jesus Christ is not a doctrine.
Og hann segja við vitar at Jesus Kristus er ikki ein lær, best ein lærja.
He said Jesus Christ is my friend.
Jesus Kristus er mín vinur.
And they asked him again and again to recant.
So they spurðu hann aftur og aftur að venda öllum sem hann segja bæði.
And finally he denied and they took him outside.
Og til endan so sum hann ikki vildi venda við so tók hann út um.
They whipped him severely.
Og tær hóf þongt hann.
And they tied him to a stake.
Og tær bundu hann til bali.
And they burned him to death.
Og tær brendu hann til deyðis.
And as he died, he prayed for them.
Og sum hann dotjandi, so bæ sum hann dotjandi, so bæ hann fyrir hann.
Just like Stephen did in the New Testament.
Takkar sum Stefanus, til Stefanus gerði í Nýja Testamentinum.
Just like Jesus did on the cross.
Takkar sum Jesus gerði á krossinum.
He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
I say, "Fair fears you have until they read this card again."
That is another sound of construction.
What are the analio some the old thought is happening with upbuilt?
Jesus building his church.
Jesus some bit you have come to see.
As we move into the 15th and 16th centuries.
Och som vi till förra bygger in i 15th och 16th world.
Many church leaders were burned at the stake.
Så vid en ekter samt kommer lärare blir bränt av bålen.
Listen to those sounds. If you've never read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you need to do so.
Und du angrer Lisa, es a boys from the Fox's Book of Martyrs, so would we Lisa have boys now.
I think that's even translated into Faroese, isn't it? Do you know? It isn't.
No.
Okay. Maybe into Danish. Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Til en bok om blodvitne.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a wonderful book, and it deals with all many of these martyrs for Christ.
Och det är en bok som omtalar mycket av som blodvittnen för Jesu skull.
We've all heard of the Spanish Inquisition.
Vi har alltså hört om de spanska troblekarna.
When men and women were tortured and put to death because of their love for Jesus Christ.
Då är män och kvinnor var torterade och drepen. Det att älska av Jesus Kristus.
We need to tune our ears into their sounds.
Vi öppnar hörbar att stilla öronen till hans ljud.
Because if it wasn't for these men, we wouldn't have the privileges in Christ that we have here today.
Det var det för hans så hade vi inte haft framgångsrätten att vara samman här i kväll idag.
We need to listen to the John Wesleys and George Whitfields.
Vi måste höra ljuden av John Wesley och George Whitfield och men vi timon.
We need to listen to Jonathan Edwards and the wonderful revivals that he saw.
Nu hörde Jonathan Edwards och de väldiga vägningar som han såg i Amerika.
These are the sounds of Christ building his church.
Hattu ljóð av Kristus sem byggir sína samkomu.
Let's bring it more into the modern day.
Så låt dem komma nu till nu till you now.
I want you to listen to the bullet as it hits Brother Burnham's heart.
Og lustig etter kulene som rækker hjertet av bror Burnham.
He died 2 years ago in Philippines.
Han døde for 2 år siden i Philippines.
He was a missionary with New Tribes Mission.
And true version, New Tribes.
I want you to listen as the spears of natives sank into the chests of missionaries.
Og lustig etter hvordan spjotene søkte seg inn i brøstene av troboerne.
Missionaries in Ecuador and Brazil.
Trooper in Ecuador or Brazilian.
I would like you to listen to the sounds of Christians praying in Iraq.
Iraq.
True believers in Iraq cannot meet in buildings.
Some trickwander in Iraq kan inte hittas i allmänna byggnader.
I read a story just the other day. Some believers were meeting in the basement of a home. They had to do it secretly. But somebody told the authorities. And the authorities came in and they took all the men out. And they killed them. They told the women that if they ever opened a Bible or possessed a Bible again, the same thing would happen to them. This didn't happen hundreds of years ago. This happened 1 month ago. The same thing is taking place in Iran. I'd like you to listen to tens of thousands of Christians in Sudan. They are dying every day. They are being killed by the Sudanese soldiers. And their only crime is that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christus.
These are the sounds of Christ building his church.
Hetta ljóni av sum Kristus byggur sinna samkomu.
Christians are very weak.
Trúgvandi eru sera veik.
The Bible tells us that.
Ta læra Biblia okkum.
Says that we are like lambs being led to the slaughter.
Biblia segir við þessum lamb og við leitt út av drípin.
It says that we are living in storms.
Við lifa í ötnar veðri.
We're not very strong.
Við erum ikki sterk.
But Jesus Christ is.
Men Herre Jesus Kristus.
Just this afternoon I was reading John 17.
Sætna martin der las Johannes 17.
And this is the prayer of Jesus.
Hetta bøn Jesus her.
And he tells his Father, I have not lost one person whom you gave me.
Og han sigur við Herren at eg ikki mist ein tærra sum tú gavst mér.
Except Judas, who was the son of perdition.
Utan Judas, sum var fortapingar sonurin.
And that was so the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Fyri at skriftin kunnu vera uppfylt.
We may be weak and we may be killed.
Eru menga veik og við kunnu ikki vera drepin.
And when I say we, I mean the church of Jesus Christ.
Eg sé við so hugsi samkomu Kristus.
But you see, the church is growing.
And samkoma veksur.
Whenever there is persecution in the church, it grows.
Hverja fyrir tvinning og lúing er samkomu, so veksur samkomu.
There are never more souls saved than when the church is under persecution.
Hevur ongan meira fólk frelst enn tá í samkoman er undir ræðir lúing.
As a foreigner coming to the Faroe Islands,
sum eg komi sum útlendingur til Faroeyjar,
I stand back in amazement at what God has done in these islands.
So standi undrandi og hitchi at hvat Gud hevur gjørt við okkar øtjum.
The Faroe Islands has been greatly blessed by God.
Gud hevur signa Faroeyjar ríkliga.
Many souls have been saved in these islands.
Manga sjálir eru frelstar í hesum øtjum.
Never take for granted what God has done in your midst.
Og ikki taka tað sum fyri givið hvat Gud hevur gjørt okkar í millum.
It is a wonderful act of God.
Vi hattir eit underfullt versk som Gud hefur gjørst.
When I was here in 1965, there weren't any missionaries overseas.
Ta eg var her í 1965, ta var ikki føringar út frá Føroyum sum trúbar, var fanir út frá Føroyum sum trúbar.
Maybe there's one exception.
Undantíðin nøvli ein.
Jógvan Puskus in Iceland.
Jógvan Puskus sum var fer til Íslands.
I had experienced a year in training with New Tribes Mission.
They have very eight or school on New Tribes.
And I came to the Faroe Islands and God laid it on my heart to speak about missions.
Og eg kom til Faroeyjar og Gud leið mér á hjarta at tosa mission.
And two young men came back to America with me from Klaksvík.
Og tveir ungir menn frá Klaksvík komu til Amerika við mér.
Olja Grama and Paul Paulsen.
Olja Grama og Paul Paulsen.
They joined me in America with New Tribes.
Så kom saman við mér til New Tribes í Amerika.
Olja was best man at my wedding.
Olja han var kusin við hann fyrst kom.
Han var best man.
We don't have. Han stóð mar nast ta í giftust.
Actually, I was the best man, but he was my best man. and I was also the best man at Paulson's wedding.
Og han var det samme i Bibelens kjøp, Paul Paulson.
We were like the three musketeers.
Han var som de sju musketeerne.
Shortly after that,
stort etter dette,
I turned my back on God.
Vendte jeg Gud tilbake.
And I don't have time this evening to go into all the details.
Vi prøvde høyst tog jeg for inn i tæn og regnlige.
But for 23 years I was very angry at God.
Men í 23 ár var eg ekkvæli argur til over inn á Gud.
And then in 1999 God restored me to himself.
Og í 1995 dró Herre meg aftur til sin sjálvs.
That is a sound I can hear.
Og tað er ljóð sum eg høyrir persónliga.
I can hear the sound of God's loving heart.
Eg høyrir ljóðið av Guds elskandi hjarta.
And one of my favorite verses in the Bible is when in the prodigal son the father met the son. The son was coming home after years of being away. And the father ran and embraced him. The Bible says that he kissed him.
Og kysste han.
There was no condemnation.
Han var ikke fordømming.
Instead of that, the son was met with nothing but love.
Og stegen, det som sonen fikk var kærleiki og ikke annet.
I know that love and I know that embrace.
Jeg kjenner han kærleikan og jeg kjenner eisene han omfavnelse.
That is also one of the sounds of Christ building his church.
Og til eisene etter at han med ljøvnen, her Kristus bygger sankum sinne.
9 months later, I came back to the Faroe Islands.
Mykje måneder siden jeg kom til Faroe Islands.
I could not believe the number of missionaries that were scattered around the world from the Faroe Islands.
Og jeg kunne da sånn trykva a høyre og sykja om at det er trokvann som var færner ut fra Faroe.
God has given the increase.
God er han som hever just vøksten.
The sounds of Christ building the church. Those sounds are your friends going all around the world preaching the gospel. Many souls are being saved in the jungles of South America. Because people have obeyed the call of God to go there from the
pharaohs.
These are the sounds of God building the church. We are called upon by Christ to be fellow workers with him.
Kristus hefur kallað okkum að vera arbeiðsmenn sem arbeiða saman við honum.
When he said, I will build my church,
þá hann segi, ég skal byggja samkomu mína.
He didn't say how he was going to do it.
Það segja ekki hvussu.
But later Paul tells us how.
Men settni segir Paulus okkum hvussu.
That it is through the foolishness of preaching.
Það er gjöknum dorskapin í prædikinu.
It's not foolishness to those who love God.
Det är inte dårskap för dem som älskar Gud.
But it is foolishness to all those who do not love God.
Men det är dårskap för dem som inte älskar Gud.
God has called us to help him build his church.
Gud har kallat oss att hjälpa oss här att bygga sina sanktum.
And you do not have to go overseas to be missionaries.
Och vi behöver oss inte färre utlandet att göra det.
God wants us to serve him in our daily work.
God ønsker oss å tjene ham i vårt daglige arbeid.
Students in school.
Eller som lærlinger i skolen.
We can all serve God.
Vi kan alle tjene Gud.
In fact, it is our responsibility to do so.
Ja, det er vår plikt å gjøre det.
This is how Christ is building his church.
Sånn er det Kristus bygger samkommet sin.
And I see it happening here in the Faroes.
We switch to the here for you.
I see it happening in America.
Switch to the America.
And I love to read of it happening in places like Iraq and Iran.
Well, you claim I'll share some of that is near Iraq or Iran.
The Church of Jesus Christ is strong.
Samkom Kristus är stark.
Because Jesus is the architect.
God är arkitekten.
He is the one who is doing the building.
Han är han som bygger.
But he calls on each one of us to help him.
Han kallar okkum att hjälpa sig.
Jesus could build his church without our help if he wanted.
Han kunde bygga samkomna utan okkar hjälp om han ville.
Therefore it is a great privilege for us to be called into service.
Så är det en väldig framgång för okkum att vara kallade in i dessa tjänster.
Since coming back to the Lord 5 years ago, Satan has tried to get me to stop.
So he was Satan right at for me at Jeva's after.
You see, he knows he's been very successful in my life.
Satan vet at han har haft stora framgång i min liv.
And he keeps trying to get me to turn my back on God. Sometimes it is a very heavy battle. Within 4 months, I'm going to give you a little bit of my testimony, if you don't mind. Within 4 months of being restored to the Lord,
att han var jag kom att herran fyra månader sedan.
I received a phone call.
Så ringde telefonen.
And it was to tell me that all the money I ever owned had been lost.
Och det var för att säga mig att alla pengarna som jag hade tjänat hade jag mist.
I had to quit my job because of my health.
Jag var nöjd att jag var så arbetar och hälsogrunden.
And my wife and I had invested our retirement money with a Christian man.
Och vi hade just utlöver av åker pension via en tryckvande man, eller tjej en tryckvande man.
He owned a bank.
Som åt jag banka.
He owned a movie studio.
Som åt jag en biograf.
And many other businesses.
Och några andra business eller handel.
And yet he stole our money.
Men korsen stjål han våra pengar.
Not only mine, but hundreds of other investors around the world. Now, previously, this is the type of thing that I would get upset with God about. It was events like this that made me turn away from God. But this time I turned to God. And I prayed. I'm going to share something with you that I didn't used to share. Because I was afraid of being misunderstood. But now I share it because I want God to be glorified. When I opened my eyes from prayer, I looked up and I saw Jesus standing in front of me. And he's standing there with his arms outstretched. He was as real to me as you are. And I could have reached out and touched him. I suddenly became aware that I was holding a very heavy weight. And I was staggering under that weight. But I knew what he wanted me to do. And it was a very physical thing for me. And I struggled to lift that heavy weight and place it into those outstretched arms. And it was so real to me that I took a very deep breath. It was such a relief. And I looked up and I saw him standing there holding my heavy weight. But he wasn't staggering under the weight. And I looked up into his face. And I saw the most wonderful smile. And that was it. I never said a word, neither did he. Now I don't know what you're going to call that. I'm not a great believer in visions. You can believe me or not. But it was very, very real to me. And whenever Satan tries to get me to doubt God, I remember that occasion. And God strengthens me with his strength. He comforts me with his comfort. And I have to recall that occasion many times. It doesn't matter to me whether people believe me or not. But God met me in that way at that time. I am not saying that everybody should have such an experience. But you see, I had just come from hating God for 23
years.
And I believe this was God's way of saying, I love you. No condemnation. Because all the time I was hating him, he loved me. I wanted nothing to do with him. But he was always there by my side. That is another sound of Christ building his church. And as we walk with Jesus, we will each one have testimonies to give.
Og som vi fylgjast við Jesus, so have við öll okkar egna vitnisburð.
I cannot tell you how much I love him.
Eg kann ikki sjá hann frá kussu nekk við elska hann.
And I stand back in amazement at what he's done in my heart.
Og eg standi undrandi yvir tað sum hann hevur gjørt í mínum lívi.
Because I did not want to come back to God.
So eg ynskti ikki koma aftur til Gud.
And when he brought me back, it was all of him.
Han tók meg aftur, tað var ta hann sum gjørti ta.
There is no doubt it was all of him.
Tað er ongin evi at tað var hann sum gjørti ta.
Because for 23 years I had been angry.
For the 23 years he had been praying.
For 23 years I hadn't prayed.
For 23 years he should be.
I hadn't read my Bible.
He should be the Bible.
I avoided all contact with Christians.
Og eg segist undan allar kontakt.
Because in my opinion, all Christians were hypocrites. All they were concerned about was themselves. And I believed that. But now, I love the Word of God. I spend hours every day in it. I love speaking to Christ. He's not only my king and my master. He is my friend and my brother. And I enjoy fellowship with Christians.
And
by Christian I mean those who truly love Jesus Christ. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to speak from and share from the scriptures. We've all experienced the love of God. And with each one of us, it is an individual thing. But the result is that we grow in Christ and learn to love him more. When God works in our heart, that is the sound of Christ building his church. The scriptures call us living stones. Stones in the church. And when that last stone has been laid by Christ, there is one more sound that we will hear. It will be a great shout in the heavens. We will hear a trumpet sound. And we will see Jesus coming with his people. When we hear that sound, the church will be complete. The last stone will have been laid. And the last dead bone will have come to life. And these sounds are sounds that we need to share with others. There are multitudes around us who do not know Christ. We need to ask him to give us a burden for the lost. It's a wonderful thing to see Christ bring souls into his kingdom. I hope I have gotten my point across. Because these sounds are not just today. We look back to the nails being pounded through Christ's wrists. That was the first sound. And throughout history there are many sounds. I have grown to appreciate the history of the church.
sankume og kyrkje søver.
Because if it were not for the Luthers and the Calvins,
om det ikke var for menn som Luther og Calvin,
and the John Huss,
og John Huss,
and many, many of these men and women,
og mange av hans mannen og kvinnen,
we would not be so free in the gospel today.
So hade det inte nått frälse som vi har att kunna göra evangeliet idag.
So I invite you to open your ears to the sounds of Christ building his church.
Så bjöd dig att öppna öronen för de miljoner som ljuder att Kristus bygger samkomma sina.
It is an exciting thing.
Spännande.
Would you pray with me, please?
Skulle be oss hemma.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus.
Kære himmelske Far, vi kommer til framfor deg i navnet Jesus.
And Father, we thank you for all the sounds of Christ building his church.
Far, vi takker deg for alle lydene som lyder til Kristus bygger samkomne sine.
Father, I pray tonight that each one of us here will be active.
Og Far, jeg ber om at vi alle her i kveld orvægen.
That you would encourage each one of us to serve you.
Ja, du uppmuntrar och gör oss att tjäna dig.
Give us the privilege of seeing souls brought to Christ.
Och ge oss framgångsrätten att söka souls komma till Kristus.
Thank you for the privilege of serving with you.
Tack för framgångsrätten att tjäna samma vid dig.
And we give you the praise in the name of Jesus.
Och vi ger dig ära i Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.